Nau mai, hoki mai ki te hiku o te Ika.
Ara te hōtaka o tau matahanga māwatai ko Daphne. I tēnei wā, ngamuria mai tētahi atu o ngā manuhiri mo te rangi nei. Kai aia tētahi konohete i roto i te taone o Kaitaia te pōnei. Nō reira, tēnei te wā, kia haka pōhi atu ki aia. We are about to welcome our next visitor for today. Could you please introduce yourself and where you're from, bro?
What's up, fam? It's your boy, Sway Te Atu Wallace. I'm from Castlecliff, Whanganui, 23 years old. My father and a rapper.
Ai, kia ora, kia ora. It was actually quite cool when you came in then that we knew a couple of the same fellas from the old Cliff side. Yeah, so it's actually nice to meet you, nice to meet you. So you have a show here in Kaitaia this evening. Can you give us a little bit, kōrero about the show that's happening tonight?
Yeah, well, the promoter hit me up. We've been mates for a long time on Facebook and social media and stuff, and I took the gig because I've never been up here before.
Yeah.
And I just really wanted to come up and feel the vibe of the place. Like, I know it's a lot different up here than it is back where I'm from. So I just wanted to come up here and display what I do and hopefully lock down another section of New Zealand. So
awesome, awesome. So you come all the way from Whanganui and 10 years of experience doing your mahi waiata. Can you give us a little bit of background kōrero about how you came to get into this industry and where you actually, or where the desire to actually become a rapper came from?
Well, first, I got to take it way back. anger issues, a lot of Māori kids have them. I didn't know how to deal with it. A lot of domestic violence going around my household. I grew up around a lot of music. My dad had me on a lot of music, so I was always listening to a lot of Tupac and West Coast stuff and stuff like that. I picked a pen up because my older brother was rapping at the time, and I was just helping him, giving him, oh, yeah, that word sounds better than that word type stuff. Eventually, I started jotting my own thoughts down to help myself cope with what was going on in my household at the time. So a lot of my raps was really raw, like my earlier stuff was really raw, like really what was going on in my house at the time. So that's how I got into it. I never thought to make a career or anything
out of it.
Be famous or have fans or followers or anything like that. I did it because I love it, you know. When I come back from boarding school, I got into a lot of trouble. Come back from boarding school and I didn't get into another school. I ended up having a kid. So I ended up working at 15, and I just wanted to put my music out. Like, we always had music and stuff like that, and I just wanted to put my own sound out. So I got my own stuff. Like, you had to invest in yourself. No one in Whanganui would have gears or nothing like that. So we had to get our own stuff, put our own sound out, learn how to engineer, learn how to mix, learn how to do all of that stuff. And it come to a point when I was about 20, 21, and I was slaving away on my day job. Shout out to them. But and I just had an epiphany one day. Like, I'm wasting my skills, I'm wasting my talent at this bloody factory. Like, it's like one of the worst jobs you can get in Whanganui. And then I took a leap of faith and I quit my job, which was a big leap of faith because I left school early. I never had qualifications. Getting a full-time job was pretty much impossible for me, and I had one. But I chose to leave it to pursue music.
Yeah.
And this I don't know what you call it, this bloody dream of mine, you know, to pursue that. And here I am.
Awesome. Awesome kōrero. And a lot of the best rappers, even musicians in the world, come from stories like that. And a lot of the reason that people resonate with their music is because of the stories that they tell through them. So we look at Aotearoa, we listen to the kōrero about you saying that you came from a place with domestic violence and issues at home, and that's something that every single one of us deals with, you know?
Yeah.
And so when we listen to music, we resonate with that kōrero, and that's how you interact with your audience. So it could be just the beginning, or you said that you're 23, you had this epiphany at 21. So you still got a long path in front of you, but you've made it all the way to Kaitaia from Whanganui to do what you love.
Yeah.
So you're in Cody Arms tonight, underneath the umbrella of our whanaunga Anne. So we just want to give her a big shout out for bringing you all the way up here to the far north.
Yeah.
And I was actually looking at your page a little bit earlier, and there was quite a bit of people that I knew that were following you, and they were up here. Oh, yeah. So that means that you've actually got quite a bit of reach in your mahi. So tonight, what time do you start? What time do you hit the stage?
I think I'm on at 10 o'clock, hopefully. Usually they put me on quite late. By then, you know, I'm not a big drinker or anything like that. Like, to me, I keep it really, really professional, and I don't go out there and be all sloppy on the stage. So 10 o'clock to me sounds quite good because it's quite early, which means I can get my job done.
Yeah.
And then go home and rest, you know.
Yeah.
And do it all again. But
Awesome. We don't really meet a lot of musicians that are not into drinking and things like that. You have people coming up that are just, you know, there to have a good time,
never mind the performance, we just want to bloody get
Then you see that in a lot of concerts these days, that they're the main attraction of the night doesn't come on till like 2 hours, 3 hours into the show, then like everyone's sitting there waiting for you to come on, and then we've got other whanaunga. But another thing is that Scripture is up before you, one of your
Shout out to Scripture.
Yeah, I think we grew up on the same street, me and her, and she, like, I used to hear her singing out the alleyway, you know, just hard out singing and doing her thing. And then I seen her on Facebook too, so it's actually quite cool to see young Māori artists coming through. And we have the sissy down in Rotorua, Chrissy Aaron, doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
So hopefully we see you on a pedestal here in Aotearoa. So looking to the future, what are the things that you want to achieve for yourself in your music?
For me, the long-term goal has always been to become financially stable. Mm. As it is a passion, but it's also a business that you can capitalize on and make a financial living out of it. Mm. If not, I just want to spread my message, which is be yourself. Don't fall into what society expects of you, you know?
Yeah.
Just be yourself and just be happy. Like, for me, the biggest thing to getting me buying music is I've just been myself the whole time. I've never once tried to put on a facade or act or anything. People might, oh, you got the American accent, you sound like that, you dress like this, you tattoos on your face, blah, blah, blah. This is me, you know?
Yeah.
If you don't like it, I'm cool with that. I'm not made for everybody to like. So, yeah. That's it. Like, if I can just go and make a difference doing the things I love to do, I'm me.
No, acknowledgements to you, bro. I've once been into the game of hip-hop and rap when I was young, but that was many years ago as well. And that's why I say you are still very young in the game, brother. And I'm glad that you're looking at it in a way that you can formulate a business out of it as well.
Yeah,
and you're taking the opportunity while you can.
Yeah.
And that you're doing something that you're happy with life, instead of just thinking purely that you have to put food on the table and that you need to pay some bills. And then years down the track, you're going to regret that you never really gave it a go. So big ups to you. Welcome to the far north. I hope you really enjoy the night as much as everybody is going to enjoy your night tonight. As we are closing to the end of our kōrero today, have you got any like last kōrero that you'd like to give to our listeners up here in the far north, and maybe even some who have gone through something that you've been through, and that some advice you could possibly give?
I do suffer from depression. You know, so I know there's a lot of other people out there as well that don't really like to speak about it. I just want to say that you guys ain't alone. Reach out, the help is there, your mates are there.
Mm.
Good music, exercise, drink a lot of water, and we'll be good.
Awesome. It brings me back to that saying, do what you love. Love what you do. And that's something that a lot of us need to learn, so we're not just in jobs that we're doing just for the money.
Exactly.
Awesome. So I'd like to thank you once again for coming on our show today. And just before we play this Waiata, are there any swear words in the Waiata came from nothing?
Beep, beep, beep.
Oh. Okay, no. Hea ha te tahi Waiata. What's a Waiata that you like to play?
We'll play Work It, eh? That's nice and funky and keeps everybody vibing. So,
from you?
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Nō reira e te iwi, e haere ake nei ko te reo Waiata o Suede Wallace, me tōna Waiata Work It. Kia mōhio hoki mai koutou katoa, ka tū ia ki roto i te pāpara kouta o Kauri a te pōnei. Nō reira e te iwi, mai tonu mai koutou katoa ki te hikua tika, me tēnei o ngā Waiata e kia nei ko Work It. Mai tonu mai.
baby, mercy, mercy, mercy. Baby, let me see you twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. I love the way you wind it, wind it, wind it. I love the way you grind it, grind it, grind it. I take it to the crib, now I'll show you how I live. I hope that you don't mind it, mind it, mind it. Yeah, shawty looking good in them no high heels. That's why the mother girls and they fails. Dressed to impress, so yes, she expect respect from anybody who keep that shit real. Far from a thotty, but when she got a body, that'll probably catch a body when she pull up to the party. Blowing on that molly, sipping Henny and Bacardi. I can't even say a word, talking like I'm Lil Yachty. I be turned up, she be all the way with me. Kicking it old school like we Bobby and Whitney. And she a boss when she with me, floss when she with me. While I'm getting busy, weed got me dizzy. I ain't got time for these broke boys. Y'all can't fuck with these dope boys. Y'all boys ain't making no noise. Y'all boys ain't making no noise. I love the way you work, you work, you work it. I love the way you work, you work, you work it. You got me yelling mercy, mercy, mercy. Baby, let me see you twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. I love the way you wind it, wind it, wind it. I love the way you grind it, grind it, grind it. I take it to the crib, now I'll show you where I live. I hope that you don't mind it, mind it, mind it. Yeah, from the back to the front, to the front. In the closet, so we gon' turn it up. Everywhere I go, where they do a show lock. Somebody came up and he passed me the blind light. Yeah, we turned up on the west side. I'm about to take this whip for a test drive. Shawty wanna fuck with me all night. One, two. It don't go down, but it's alright. Cause it's going down right now. Can't talk cause I'm drunk and I'm hot right now. Got a couple friends, better tell them come on down. I can take it to the crib, bust a nut in the mouth. Like, you a rude girl, baby, I'm a rude boy. Never here to make you hate along your new boy. Check away in no time. I'm the man of the year, no school boy. Yeah, I'm blowing loud, no speak. I'm about to run it up with the gang, no sneak. Run it up in the back, I'll be rolling out reef. Rolling out on the side with the booty on the hook. I love the way you work, you work, you work it. I love the way you work, you work, you work it. You got me yelling mercy, mercy, mercy. Baby, let me see you twerk it, twerk it, twerk it. I love the way you wind it, wind it, wind it. I love the way you grind it, grind it, grind it. I take it to the crib, now I'll show you where I live. I hope that you don't mind.